description. So last year we spoke about Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzevokai, Samalai Chaloritz Kevoidai. Now we'll go on to the Umosam Meshabchim Vo'emrim, Boruch Kevoid Hashem Im Kaimai. Which means that towards them, meaning towards the Malachim that say Kodesh, 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 towards them, Meshabchim Vo'emrim, they give praise and they say, Baruch Kavoid Hashem Im Kaimai. Blessed is the glory of Hashem from His place. In the Ashkenaz, they say the Umalsam, Baruch Yameiru. Towards them, they say, Baruch, which is Baruch Kavoid Hashem Im Kaimai. Now, who is they? Right, the Umalsam, towards them, they say, Baruch Kavod Hashem Kaim. So we, if you want, if you go back to the Birchas Kriya Shema, so in the Baruch of Yotzer, it says like this. Vo'ifanim v'chayos ha'kodesh. It says that the Oifanim and the Holy Chayos, right, these are two different types of angels. There's Oifanim and there's Chayos. Oifanim v'chayos ha'kodesh, b'ra'ash godol, with great noise, misnasim l'umas serafim, they raise themselves towards the serafim, l'umasam m'shabchim v'yayim, and towards them they give praise and they say, Baruch Kavod Hashem Im Kaimai. So here, here we see in the Siddur more of a explanation of what's really going on. So the seraphim, the angels that are called seraphim, we have three types of angels that are mentioned here. We have the seraphim, the oifanim, and the chayis hakodesh. The seraphim are the ones saying kodesh, 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 Hashem tzevokeis melech ha'aretz kevoidai. Oifanim and the Chayos HaKodesh, when they hear the Seraphim saying, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvokas Melech HaLoritz Kavodoi, they say towards the Seraphim, Boruch Kavod Hashem Im Kaimai. So the Rekeach, first, the Rekeach says, don't think that Lu'umasam means facing them. As Arshkol explains, Arshkol says facing them. The Rekeach says does not mean facing them. The Chayos HaKodesh, the Ifanim and the Chayos HaKodesh never face the Seraphim. The Seraphim are hundreds, and he says tens of thousands of miles and parsois away from the Ifanim and Chayos HaKodesh. So there's no way that they ever face them. It's the umasa means towards their koil, the koil rash godol, towards that voice, the sound that they hear of kodesh, 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 that the when the fanam the chayis kodesh hear this the voice of the sound of the seraphim saying kodesh, 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 they respond with baruch kavod Hashem Im Kaimai. That's what the umasa means, and they respond with baruch kavod Hashem Im Kaimai. And the Yavid says that Lu'umasam can't mean facing, which would indicate that they turn their face towards the Seraphim, because it says in the Pasuk that the Malachim have a face on all four sides of their head. So they don't have to face anything, because they're always facing. No matter where they are, they're facing all directions. So it has to mean Lu'umasam means that towards that they're responding to the sound of the Seraphim saying Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzevokos. Now, there's a Gemara. The Gemara is in Mesnetes Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph. Very interesting Gemara. I've mentioned it in passing in the past. The Gemara says like this. Chaviv in Yisroel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoisem HaMalachei HaShores. Yisroel, we, Klal Yisroel, are more favorable to Hashem more than the angels. Yisroel maskirin es Hashem achashtei tevois. Klal Yisroel mention Hashem's name after two words. Shenemar, as it says, Shema Yisroel Hashem. We say Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So we only need to say two words before we say Hashem's name. Shema Yisroel, those are the two words for Hashem's name. U'malachei Hashores imas kiren es Hashem Elokeinu Gimel Tevis. The angels only mention Hashem's name after three words. Kidachsiv, as it says, Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzevakos. So they have to say three times Kodesh before they say Hashem's name. We only need to say Shema Yisrael. Freidi Gemara, so Gemara asked the Kashe, Vayikye Baruch. But it says that the angels also say Baruch Kavoid Hashem im Koimoi. There they only say two words. They say Baruch Kavoid, and then they say Hashem. So how can you say that Klal Yisrael is better than the angels? We're equal. They say Hashem's name after two words. We say Hashem's name after two words. So the Gemara answers, Baruch, Eifanim, Utaka, the Amrele. No, Baruch is said by the Eifanim, not by the Serafim. The Serafim say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. They have to say three words before Hashem's name. Eifanim, they can say Hashem's name after two words. So Rashi says, what's Pshat? That Shehim Kisei HaKoved Atzmai, that the Ifanim are from the Kisei HaKoved itself. So therefore, they can say it after two words. So it would seem from the Gemara and from Rashi that the Ifanim are greater than the Serafim. The Serafim can only say Hashem's name after three words. But the Gemara is answering, no, but the Ifanim, they can say Hashem's name after two words. It's Mashma from Rashi also. The Ifanim are from the Kisei HaKoved himself. So Aruch HaShulchan says that can't be. The Serafim are much greater than the Ifanim. The Gemara says that Yeshaya Navi saw the Serafim. Yechezkel Navi saw the Ifanim. And then the Gemara says that Yeshaya was much greater than Yechezkel. So Yeshaya saw the Serafim, which are much, much higher than the Ifanim. Like the Rekeach said, that the Serafim are tens of thousands of parsois above the Ifanim. So what's the Gemara's teretz? That the Ifanim can say Hashem's name after two words? Besides that, in Kabbalah, the Serafim are in the world of Bria. The Ifanim are in the world of Yetzirah, which is a lower world. So what's the Gemara answering? Besides the fact that the Gemara is mashma, that Chaviv in Yisrael, Yoisem HaMalach HaShor, is that Klal Yisrael is more favorable than the angels, that means that they're more favorable than all angels. And if there are some angels that can say Hashem's name after two words, then we're not more favorable than all angels. We and the Ifanim are on the same level. So Aruch HaShulchan answers that truly the Malachim can only say Hashem's name after three words. They need that preparation before they say Hashem's name. Whereas Klal Yisrael has the right to say Hashem's name after two words. It's just that when the Serafim say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzevakos, they, with such a rash, godo, with such a tremendous, with all the noise that they make, and they with the yira and the pachad, they arouse the Ifarim to such a level that is even greater than their own. They raise the Ifanim to a level that the Ifanim are able to say Hashem's name after two words. That's the Gemara's Teretz. That's not a chiddush that the Ifanim can say Hashem's name after two words, because it comes after the Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh of the Seraphim. Klal Yisrael can say Hashem's name after two words without being aroused from anyone. We l'chatchil start with Shema Yisrael Hashem. They can only say Baruch Kavod Hashem after they've heard the Seraphim say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem. But of course, the Seraphim are greater than the Ifanim. And he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, we have to be madchik into Rashi, we have to make a dachik in Rashi, that happens to be that the Kisei HaKavod is in the world of Yetzira, and that's what Rashi means to say, that the Ifanim are in the world of Yetzira, but they're aroused by the Seraphim in the world of Bria. So I was thinking that perhaps there is much to learn from this. We see that the angels, that despite the fact that the Seraphim are much, much greater than the Ifanim, much of a higher level than the Ifanim, they are able, through their, when they say Kodesh, 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 which is their Avodas Hashem, they are able to impress and influence the level that is so far beneath them, which is the Ifanim. Not only that the level beneath them should raise to a level similar to the Seraphim, but they're able with their Avoda to raise the level beneath them to even a level that is greater than they themselves. The Seraphim can only mention Hashem's name after three words. The Ifanim, through the avoid of the Seraphim, the Ifanim are raised to a level that is greater than the Seraphim. They're able to say Hashem's name after two words. That is what Avodas Hashem is supposed to do. Avodas Hashem, when we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, our children, our Talmidim, those that we influence, that are on a lower level than we are, our avoda is to take these people and raise them not only to our level, but to a level that is greater than us. That is how intense our avoda needs to be. That is how sincere our avoda is, it needs to be. And perhaps this is what we're saying by Kedusha. Ribbono Shel Olam, we are going to sanctify your name in this world. Do you know how we're going to do that? The same way the angels do it in heaven. That they say, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh Hashem, and that despite the fact that the higher level can only mention Hashem's name after three words, the lower level is influenced by them to be able to say Hashem's name after two words. Ribbono Shel Olam, we're going to do so in this world also. We are going to serve you in a manner. We're going to be so sincere in our avoda that the levels that learn from us will be greater than us. We'll raise them to a level that is even higher than ourselves. And that, I think, is pshat. There's the Chazal say, there's a pasuk in Malachi, where Malachi is talking about Aharon HaKohen. The pasuk says, "V'sifsei Kohen yishmeru das, v'toyri yivaksha mipiyu." The lips of the Kohen, yishmeru das, they observe knowledge. V'toyri yivaksha mipiyu. You should, the Torah should be sought from his mouth. Ki malach Hashem tzevakezu. Because he is an angel of Hashem. That is what Malachi calls Aharon HaKohen. And the Gemara expounds on this pasuk, and the Gemara says that from here we learn, if a Rebbe is like a Malach, then you should seek Torah from such a, from his mouth. But if he's not like a Malach, don't seek Torah from such a person. Because the pasuk says, you should seek Torah from his mouth because he's like, he's a malach. So you see, you should only learn Torah from a malach. Now, which Rebbe is a malach? Well, according to this, it's the Gemara is Chazal telling us a moedig lesson. If a Rebbe is a Rebbe that is willing to raise his Talmidim to a level that is greater than himself, that's the type of Rebbe you should learn from. But a Rebbe that is wants to keep his Talmidim on a lower level than himself, he doesn't want his Talmidim to rise above him. Al yivak shel Torah mipiyu. Don't learn Torah from such a Rebbe. You're being limited. V'toyre yivak shel mipiyu ki malach Hashem tzevakezu. Only learn Torah from a Rebbe that is a malach. That is like a malach. That despite that he can only say Kodesh, 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 he wants those that are lower than him to be able to say Baruch Kavod Hashem. And this is said about Aharon HaKohen. Because as we find by Aharon HaKohen, when Hashem gave leadership to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Aharon's younger brother, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to take it because he was concerned that Aharon HaKohen would be slighted, that the older brother is less than the younger brother. The pasuk says, not only was he not upset, Aharon HaKohen was joyous that his younger brother was able to become greater than he was. That's a malach. That's a malach Hashem Tzevakos. That is what we find by the Srafim and the Yafanim. That despite the fact that the Srafim can only say Hashem's name after three words, they impressed the Yifanim to the point that they could say it after two words. Perhaps according to this we can understand another Gemara. The Gemara says, that that each one of the Avos HaKadoshim called the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokam HaMikdash, they named the Mokam HaMikdash a different name. Yeah, Avraham Avinu called it Har, Bahar Hashem Yeroah. He called it a mountain. Yitzchak called it a soda. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basoda, he called it a field. Yaakov Korei Bayis, Yaakov called it a house. Yikro Shem Avakim Ahu Beiskel, he called it a house. And the Gemara concludes, Loika Avraham Shekorei Har, Avraham was incorrect by calling it a Har. And Yitzchak was wrong for calling it a field. Yaakov was correct for calling it a house. Now, what are Chazal telling us? What does this all mean? Why did Avraham call it a mountain? Why did Yitzchak call it a field? Why did Yaakov call it a house? And why is it so important to know that it's a house and it's not a mountain, it's not a field? Chazal also tell us that each one of the Avos called tefillah, called prayer by a different name. By Avraham Avinu it says, Vayamoid. Ein amida ela tefillah. Amida, standing, that's tefillah. Yitzchak called it sicha. Ein sicha ela tefillah. Sicha is talking. Avraham called it standing. Yitzchak called it talking. And Yaakov called it pegiyah. Pegiyah is meeting. So he calls it standing. He calls it talking. He calls it meeting. Well, what are these names all about? What is all about? So I'd like to suggest that each and every one of the Avos had a different approach to tefillah and their understanding of what tefillah was. Avraham Avinu held that tefillah is three steps removed from a person's normal life. In order for a person to be able to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam and talk to Hashem, step number one is you need to remove yourself from all distractions. If you're distracted, you can't talk to Hashem. That's step number one. Step number two is, you need to elevate yourself. The regular level that a person is on is not a level that is befitting to speak to the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. You need to elevate yourself. And then, once you've elevated yourself, there is the regular kavod that needs to be given to Hashem, that there's an introduction, that a person, before a person talks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there needs to be an introduction. So, Avraham Avinu called it a Ahara mountain. A mountain is a place that is, a person elevates themselves. Distance yourself from the distractions would be called sada, going out to the field. Don't be in the city. Don't be in the place where there's all a bunch of distractions. Go out to the sada, but that's not enough to Avraham Avinu. Sada is not enough. You need to be on a har. You need to elevate yourself. So sada har, you need to go up to the mountain, and then there is the regular kavod that needs to be attributed to the king when you speak to him. And that is represented by the three words that is necessary for a malach to say before he says Hashem's name. Kodesh, 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 Hashem. One is three steps away from speaking to Hashem. Comes along Yitzchak, and Yitzchak says no. It's not necessary for one to elevate themselves to speak to Hashem. Tefillah, according to Yitzchak, is like one speaking to a confidant, where one just needs to leave the distractions. There's no need for one to elevate themselves. So tefillah, according to Yitzchak, is only two steps removed from a person's normal life. Get away from the distractions, and then there's the kavod that is necessary, and then speak to Hashem. Yaakov Avinu says, none of this. You don't need to elevate yourself. You don't need to distance yourself. The Ribbono Shel Olam is your father. To a father, you meet your father and you ask, Tata, I need this. Tata, help me. Yes, you need to say Tata first before you start speaking. To give, because there's kibud av. You need to be mechavad your father. We're only one step removed according to Yaakov Avinu. So according to Yaakov, tefillah is not har, it's not elevating yourself, it's not sada. It's in the bayis, in the home. We're in our father's home. Speak to your father. So according to Yaakov, Avraham Avinu, it's amida. It's standing before the king. In order for there to be Amida, you need to elevate yourself to the mountain. According to Yitzchak, it's Sicha, it's Shmuzing. Shmuzing with a friend, Shmuzing an important matter that needs to be, one needs to go out to the Sada. And according to Yaakov, it's Pegiya, just meeting your father. Pegiya, it's in the bias. Just say Tata and ask whatever you want. So even though Chazal tell us that we can say Hashem's name after saying two words, perhaps that's not when we're talking to the Ribono Shel Olam as a father. Then we only need one word. Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, perhaps. Accepting the kingdom of heaven, perhaps that requires two words. Shema Yisrael Hashem. But when we're speaking to the Ribono Shel Olam and asking of him as a father, all you need is one word. Tata, Ribono Shel Olam. And I'd like to suggest that this is what David HaMelech is telling us in the capital that we say now in Chodesh El. And the capital begins, Le David, Hashem Oiri. One word is before Hashem's name. Le David. Le David Hashem Oiri V'yishi. And throughout the capital, Shema Hashem Kodiyakra. One word, Shema Hashem. Hoireini Hashem Lakecha. Show me Hashem your ways. When David HaMelech is asking of the Ribono Shel Olam, there's only one word before Hashem's name. Because it's not a har. It's not a mountain. You don't need to elevate yourself to go speak to your father. That would be indicated by three words. It's not a sada. It's not a field that one needs to distance themselves from all distractions in order to speak to their father. That would be indicated, a sada would be indicated by two steps, by two words. We're in a bias. We're with our father in our father's home. All we need is the appropriate kavod and ask. Vayivga, we're in a bias. Loika Avram, loika Yitzchak, eliki Yaakov shekarei bias. Shema Hashem, hoireini Hashem, l'David Hashem. And this is what David HaMelech says in the capital. Achas shoalti meis Hashem. I've asked Hashem that all I should need is one word. Because Oysa Avakesh, I'm requesting of the Ribono Shel Olam. Why? Because Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei. I live in the Ribono Shel Olam's house. I'm not in his har. I'm not in his soda. Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei. So all I need is Achas. All I need is to speak is one word, and therefore Shema Hashem, Hoireini Hashem. All I need is one word. Chodesh El is a time that we need to focus on the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam is our father. We can do tshuva. The Bnei Yisrael says that the reason that tshuva only works for Yidden and not for the nations of the world is because Av Shemachal al Kavoda Kavoda Machal. A father has the right to forgive his honor. A melech Shemachal al Kavoda and Kavoda Machal. A melech is not allowed, cannot forgive his honor. For the nations of the world, Hashem is their melech. Tshuva doesn't work. You can say, I'm sorry, as many times as you want. Melech shemach ala kavod ein kavod emach. But for Klal Yisrael, the Ribono Shel Olam is our father. Av shemach ala kavod ein kavod emach. Elul is the chodesh of tshuva. It's a month to focus on the Ribono Shel Olam is our father. Elul is gematria 67, which is the same gematria as Av u'benoi, a father and his son. El was Rosh Tevis, Av Lebonov, Ubonim Lavim, a father to his children and the children to their father. That's what El is about.
Fel is about focusing on the Shifti Beveis Hashem, that we live in our Father's home. So Achas Shalti Meis Hashem. All I need to do is say one word and I can ask whatever I want from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Perhaps by every Shemoneh Esrei, we want to bring out the schus of all three of our avos. So before Shemoneh Esrei, we take three steps backward and then we take three steps forward to show Avraham Avinu's approach, which is tefillah is three steps away. Three steps away, distancing, elevating, and then giving kavod. And then comes the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Ato Hashem. We say two words. That's to remember Yitzchak's chus, who holds that tefillah is only two steps away. And then when you get to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, which is Avoide Ritzei Hashem, all we say is one word before Hashem's name, which is the mentioning the chus of Yaakov Avinu. The emphasis is that the whole kasha of the Aruch HaShulchan on this Gemara, right, the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael says Hashem's name after two words. The Malachim say Hashem's name after three words. So we're more favorable than the Malachim. So the Gemara asks, what about Baruch Kavod Hashem? So the Gemara answer is that the Yifanim say. The Gemara third, right? That was Aruch Hashem's Kaham. What's the Gemara answering? So we're on the same level as the Yifanim. We're greater than the Yifanim too. I think the Pasha Pshat is that the angels and Klal Yisrael are talking about Hashem's essence. One cannot talk about Hashem's essence. The angels can't talk about Hashem's essence. They're talking about Hashem's essence. Kodosh, 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 Hashem, Tzavakos. Hashem is holy, holy, holy. He's removed. He's separate beyond any comprehension. That's Hashem's essence. You can't mention Hashem's essence before they say three words. When we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we're talking about Hashem's essence. Hashem is one. We could say it after two words. The angels, the Yifanim are not even talking about Hashem's essence. They're talking about the kavod of Hashem. They're talking about the glory of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Baruch kavod Hashem and koimai. Yeah, I can mention that. Yeah, kavod Hashem, you can mention after two words also. The Gemara is answering, that's not bechlal the Indian we're talking about. They're talking about the kavod of Hashem. We're talking about mehusay v'atzmusa. We're talking about Hashem's essence. So the way it flows in what the Srafim say, kodesh, 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 and the way that we explain the Baal Tanya, the way the Baal Tanya explains this pasuk, or the way we say it, that kodesh, 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 Hashem tzavakos, maloi chol aretz kevodai. That despite the fact that Hashem is kodesh, 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 Hashem is removed from everything beyond any comprehension. Nevertheless, what is Hashem's greatest kavod? That the maloi chol aretz. That when we bring the Rebbeinu Shleidam into earthly matters, that is his greatest covet. Maloich al ha'aretz kevoidai. That is his covet. And to that, when the Yifanim hear that, they say, Baruch kevoid Hashem im kaimai. Blessed is this covet of Hashem. That is Maloich al ha'aretz. The glory of the Rebbeinu Shleidam that fills all of the world. Well, they're talking about kevoid Hashem. They're not talking about Hashem's essence. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi explains what the Gemara's Teretz is. Rashi says that the Yefanim are talking about the Kisei HaKavod. If they're talking about the Kisei HaKavod, specifically talking about Hashem's glory, they're not talking about Hashem's essence. So what do they say? They say, Baruch Kavod Hashem im Kaimai. Blessed is the glory of Hashem from His place. So I saw the Sefer Ian Tfila, that he explains that with all this tumult going on, the Raj Godosh, Kodosh, 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 Malachim are saying it, Klal Yisrael are saying it, so one would think that where does Hashem get His covet from? From everything, from the Malachim, from Klal Yisrael. Say the Yefanim, no. Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Kaimai. Hashem's covet comes from His own place. He doesn't need to come out to anything for His covet. His covet comes from His place itself. Not from the Malachim, not from Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's covet is from Himself. Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Kaimai. Perhaps we could say in a different approach in Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Kaimai. Chazal Darshan on when Yaakov Avinu came to the Mokam HaMikdash, he said, Manoira HaMokam HaZeh. How awesome is this place? And Chazal Darshan from there that he saw the Beis HaMikdash B'churbanai. He saw the Beis HaMikdash in its destruction. And they darshan it because it says, Manoira HaMokam HaZeh. When the Beis HaMikdash is standing, it's not called a Mokam. It's not called a place. It's called a bias. When the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, all that's left is a mukkah. It's the place of the Beis HaMikdash. We call it now, we call it the Mukkah HaMikdash. The place of the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we call it the Mukkah HaMikdash? Because there is no Mikdash. So it represents, the mukkah represents the Beis HaMikdash B'churbanai. Beis HaMikdash when it's destroyed. When Klal Yisrael serves the Rebbeinu Shlomo, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, when there's this Galus Kvod Shemayim, when there's a revelation of godliness, that is not the ultimate covet of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The ultimate covet of the Rebbeinu Shlomo is when we're in Galus and we suffer from Redifus. And despite all that we've gone through, Klal Yisrael is still loyal to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There is no greater covet than that. The Malachim say, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavakas, Malach Oretz Kavodai. There is, in heaven, there's tremendous, it's Galus Kvod Shemayim. But where is the covet, real covet coming from? Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Kaimai. The covet of the Rebbeinu Shlomo is coming from Im Kaimai, from when there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, where there's Hester Panim, where Hashem is concealed in this lowly world, basically, the Eifanim and the Sraphim are saying the same thing. The Sraphim are saying that the Hashem's covet is from when His glory fills the world, the lowly world, and they're saying a step further, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, and when there is a Hester Pan, and when there is Golus, and despite that, we serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That is where the covet of Hashem is. May we all be zeiche, timar v'kvoit shemayim, to increase the covet of heaven, to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam, to be loyal to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. No matter what the Hester Pan is, that is Hashem's kavod, Baruch Kavod Hashem Im Kaimai. We should all be zoich and atzchus to a shnas geula of Yeshua, to remember that Elul is gematria av ubenoi, a father and a son. To remember that Rebbeinu Shlomo was our father. We're always in the base Hashem. Shiviti v'beis Hashem kolim echayoi. Achas shalati meis Hashem. All we need to say is one word, and we can ask whatever we want from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because Shivti Beveis Hashem Kolei Mechaya, we should be Zoicha to Exiv Chesimatoyvesh Nazgula v'Yeshua, that the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt, and the Kavod of the Rebbeinu Shlomo should come from the entire world.